Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. What a wonderful event. I'm going to try and make this as short as possible. So 3 years ago, I had one of the worst dates I've ever been on in my life. It's one of those dates where every word out of that person's mouth, you're thinking, how did I wind up here, and how could this possibly get any worse? Now, at the end of the evening, I was very relieved to show her to her car and say goodbye for the evening. I ran inside to get a cigarette because, good Lord, was I stressed out. Start smoking it, and I see through a clearing, she's still in her car. There's one guy leaning in through the driver's side window and another guy on the passenger side leaning in through the sunroof. And she's in the front seat like this. Like, God damn it. Now I have to do something about this. So I made my presence known. And I interrupted a carjacking. Now, I'm not going to go through all the details of the interaction between myself, the gunman, the other person. What wound up happening was I'm standing on my porch, there's a gun in my face, and the dude looks at the guy with the gun and says, man, shoot this guy in the face. And he opens fire without even thinking about it, pops off a couple of shots, hits me once in the neck right up front. And, you know, it's weird how fast you go into shock. You don't really feel the pain so much. You're just like, oh, something's wrong. So I turn around to try and hop a fence to get off the porch, and that's when I hear the other guy go, man, shoot this guy in the back of the head. And he opens fire again without hesitation, pops off a couple more shots, and hits me in the back of the neck right back there. So I turn back around. I'd like to point out at this point that I've been shot twice in the neck and have not gone down. I'd just like to, point that out. So I turn around and I watch these guys scurry, and that's when my body says, no, we're done. So I'm lying on my front porch watching the blood pool up around my right arm. And the types of thoughts you have in these moments when you can literally feel the life draining out of your body is something that I can't articulate in 3 minutes. But I guarantee you some of the things you're going to think about are the impact you have on this world, the things that you've done, have they been positive, things like that. And I thought about my best friend Carrie, her little daughter, Ruby, that had just been born. I wanted to see her grow up. I had all these things I wanted to do. So I crawled my ass up, and I got off of that porch. And I walked out to the street where three people swerved around me in the street so they didn't have to deal with the situation. All right, so again, I'm going to skip over a lot of details. Wind up in the hospital. They're like, you're going to be here for at least 6 to 8 weeks. I'm intubated. I'm choking on my own blood. And I'm just like writing on a pad to the nurses, like, can you please siphon the blood out of my neck? I was out in three. And the trial took 3 years. Literally, the trial just wrapped up this past July. So, you know, if you're wondering how quickly you're going to get justice if you get shot in Baltimore, the answer is not so fucking quickly. So this trial goes on for like 3 years. And I can't even describe to you how oppressive and damaging it is to know that every 3 months you're going to have to show up in court and see the guy who tried to kill you. So I did this, you know, going through this process every 3 months, getting the thing in the mail, showing up, oh, it's postponed, showing up, oh, it's postponed. After 3 years, they finally convict this guy. And they had me up to talk at the sentencing about what I thought the sentence should be for this guy who, without any provocation on my part, didn't know me, you know, it's not like a crime of passion. He just sort of decided my life wasn't worth anything. And they said, what do you think the sentence should be? I said, you know what? I trust the court on this. You know, whatever decision you make, I trust that. What I want is for this guy to have a real chance at rehabilitation. I want him to be able to prevent other kids from going down the path that he went. I want him to be able to say to somebody else, this is not the way to go. There are positive ways out of bad situations. You could have heard a pin drop in this courtroom. It was ridiculous. And as a result, he got 45 years. And the judge made him eligible for a youthful offender program that, if he chooses to take part in it, will allow him the opportunity for greater rehabilitation, greater education, and outreach programs, you know, to talk to at-risk youth about the lifestyle that he had chosen. So I guess what this story means is if you have the opportunity, choose kindness, because it'll never hurt. Thanks.